Home Show Early Edition continues on a Sunday morning. I'm Charlie Mojer with Tom Tynan and Jeff Roberts on the line from Trifection. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Charlie.
I got a question here from Dan, and he says, we moved into our new home a couple years ago, knowing we'd need to put some work into it, and we've decided to start in the kitchen. We like the layout, and the appliances were all replaced just prior to our purchase, so we saw a video about refacing, but would like to get granite counters too. Would we be a good candidate for refacing if we still want to get granite, or do we need to get all new cabinets? And what say you, Jeff?
Well, the granite is not going to impede you from being a candidate for refacing. You can do refacing whether you're getting new countertops or not. One important thing that you mentioned that makes you a good candidate for refacing is that you like the existing layout of the kitchen. And when you're doing refacing, you need to like the existing layout, because otherwise you end up rebuilding a lot of cabinets and you might as well just got new cabinets. But the other thing to consider is what kind of shape are your cabinets in? Are they wood cabinets? Wood cabinets are the best candidate to be refaced as opposed to particle board or MDF. You're going to get a much better finished product that's going to last a long, long time.
So the first thing they have to do then is figure out what the bones, as you say, the bones of the kitchen are made of.
Right, yeah. The cabinets are the backbone or the main part of the kitchen. Yeah, I call it the backbone. And when you take all the doors off, you're left with the skeleton that a reface you build back around with new pieces and parts, drawers and doors and drawer fronts. But you need a good, solid foundation, a good backbone to build around.
And on top of that, you're going to build whatever wood they want, whatever kind of finish and look, and now even the granite on top of it.
Exactly.
All right. And a process like that takes, what, 3 or 4 days?
a typical reface is, no, seriously, a typical reface usually takes 4 or 5 days.
Oh, wow. Okay, so from the time you guys come in to leave, it's a week.
Right.
That's a deal. All right, you can learn more about that on the Trifection page at homeshowradio.com. Jeff Roberts, thanks for getting up and being with us this morning on Home Show Early Edition.
All right, thank you guys.